Democratic lawmakers serving Peoria at both the state and federal levels are putting their support behind a variety of LGBTQ bills. Community members are sharing what those bills would mean to them. Christine Hatfield has more on a virtual town hall to highlight the continuing fight for LGBTQ rights.
The town hall comes as trans people in particular find themselves under attack in states across the nation. States such as Arkansas and Tennessee are passing bills that would effectively ban gender-affirming care for trans youth and prevent them from taking part in school athletics. But State Senator David Kaler says he's not worried because of the Democratic supermajority in both chambers of the General Assembly. And he says he doesn't see LGBTQ rights in Illinois being rolled back anytime soon.
We don't have to worry about going backwards on this thing as long as we continue to have people with open minds and open hearts taking office.
Kaler says he wants to keep Illinois a leader in expanding LGBTQ rights. And Illinois legislators are proposing multiple bills in the General Assembly that would make a difference for the community. One of those bills would decriminalize HIV. Merrill Cole is a queer studies professor at Western Illinois University. He describes himself as a 32-year survivor of HIV. He says he remembers how stigmatized the virus and AIDS used to be.
I remember vividly how people with HIV were mistreated 30 years ago, not only by general American society, but also by various government entities.
Under current state law, it's still a crime to engage in certain behaviors without disclosing an HIV-positive status. Senator Kaler says he remembers the height of the pandemic, and he says he's surprised the state legislature hasn't taken action sooner.
It was still a really scary, endeavor, and just the number of deaths that had occurred was astounding.
A different bill would allow trans people to change the gender on their birth certificates without needing a doctor's letter. Lars Avis is the secretary of Peoria Proud. The group was one of the town hall's sponsors. Avis says official documents should reflect who trans people are.
The gender marker on the birth certificate is the one that they assign you when you're a baby. You're not really consulted about what gender you identify as when you're born.
He says many trans people aren't able to see a doctor, let alone one who's gender affirming.
As a trans person, I can accurately speak to my own gender and my gender marker without having a letter from a medical professional saying that I'm allowed to change my gender marker in my documentation.
If passed and signed into law, the bill would mark the second major change to the birth certificate gender change process in recent years. Up until 2018, trans people in Illinois were required to undergo gender confirmation surgery in order to make that change. Meanwhile, the fight for national LGBTQ rights continues in Washington, D.C. U.S. House Representative Sherry Bustos says she will continue to advocate for the LGBTQ community in Congress. Bustos says nobody should be treated differently from anybody else because of who they love.
I believe that every Illinoisan deserves fairness under the law and is entitled to the same civil rights protections regardless of their sex, their sexual orientation, or gender identity.
Last month, Bustos voted in favor of the Equality Act, which would fully protect the LGBTQ community under civil rights law. That would mean protections against discrimination in areas such as employment, housing, and education. But Bustos says that's just part of what the LGBTQ community needs.
Our work doesn't stop with passing that one bill. I know we've got a long road ahead of us.
As for State Senator Kaler, he says Illinois has come a long way on LGBTQ acceptance in the last decade.
Thank goodness we have moved light years ahead on this thing. I don't know what took us so long, but thank goodness we've at least come this far.
He says that progress is something to be celebrated. I'm Christine Hatfield.
And an update on one of those bills. The Equality Act has passed the U.S. House in February. No action has been taken on it yet in the Senate.